Finding tasks for the littles that are challenging enough but also engaging enough can be difficult. So today I'm going to share with you 5 tasks specifically for first grade standards. Hello, and welcome to Making Number Sense Make Sense, a podcast for elementary teachers, specifically early elementary teachers, looking to really make an impact in the number sense of their students. The first task I'm going to share with you today is called Code Breakers. So this one is kind of like a puzzle that they have to figure out. And when they figure out the values of each item, then they figure out the code word. In this one, they might have 2 of the same item. So let's say it's a sun. So they might have sun plus sun equals 2. So then they have to figure out, well, how many could each sun be worth if the total value is 2? And so then from there, they'll be like, okay, I know the sun is worth 1. And then the next line might be a sun and a popsicle. And the answer for the sun and the popsicle would be 5. So then they have to figure out, well, if I know that the sun is 1, how many is the popsicle? And they go on from there finding the value of each of these symbols. And by the end, they'll see that the symbols have a corresponding numerical and letter value. And they'll use that information to figure out what the secret code word is at the bottom of the page. Now, this has a version that only goes to 10. To start off with, something maybe you want to try at the beginning of the year if you're just working with values within 10. But if your students are ready, you could give them the values within 20 to build up to that first grade standard. The next task is a measuring task. And in this task, there is a cube queen and a popsicle stick king who are renovating a room in their castle. So for this activity, there are several things that your students have to measure. And they would have to figure out how many cubes long is whatever the item is, or how many popsicle sticks, however long this item is. Now, those would not be done on the same day. So you might have cubes one day and popsicle sticks the next day, because what we're really getting at is them laying multiple copies of the same item to measure something. The next task is a graphing and data task. And the scene for this one is that a group of friends have gone to a carnival and they voted on the various things they want to do. So what rides they want to go on, what games they want, what snacks they want. In each data set, they have to figure out how many votes were for each item. So for example, maybe they had popcorn and funnel cakes or whatever it was for snacks, and they have to figure out who wanted which one. So they have to count them, graph them, and then answer some questions about the choices that this group of friends made. The next task is for composing shapes or composite shapes. So students need to figure out how to make various things with pattern blocks. Each thin slice is something that's a little bit more complex to make, and they have to figure out how to make these things. Something I love about a simple task-related challenge is they feel kind of like they're leveling up when they get to the next item. The last task I'm going to talk about today is working with numbers to 120. And so this task is called the Hundreds Chart Thief. So the premise of this task is there is a thief who has stolen numbers off of the hundreds chart. And these numbers come in a specific pattern. So using the numbers that are still left, they can figure out which ones are missing. And the way that it gets more challenging is even though the patterns are the same, the amount of numbers they have that are given to them are less. So they really have to consider, where do these numbers go in the hundreds chart and how can they fill in the missing numbers? Each of these tasks starts with some task launch slides, has the thin slicing built in, and some kind of check your understanding piece, whether that be additional problems or the opportunity to kind of take notes to really build in that consolidation and reflection piece that can be really tricky to keep. These tasks will be linked in the show notes. And if you want to try a building thinking classroom style task for free, you can also get that at the link below.